Show. The markets.
On to Arthur Karas this evening, Portfolio Manager of Macro Solutions at the Old Mutual Investment Group. He joins us on the line from Cape Town this evening. Arthur Karas, what exactly is the US Fed doing, effectively announcing unprecedented and unrestricted quantitative easing?
They are throwing as much money at the problem as what they can. They're trying to make sure that there's money in the system, that the banks don't run out, that aid can be provided to businesses and individuals to avoid this becoming a banking crisis.
I mean, how is this different to printing money, to creating new money in an economy? It's essentially what is happening, isn't it?
I'm sure that an economist would be able to give you a more sophisticated answer, but yes, effectively what they're doing is they're saying, here's some money, like, make the problem go away.
But it doesn't seem to be as effective as it was in 2008, because the moment quantitative easing, Ben Bernanke introduced it in 2008, we started seeing markets calm down, markets breathe, markets going, okay, we've got the Fed behind us, we can take it easy now. And after an initial sort of little like, oh, okay, it'll be fine, suddenly markets in the US are down an average of 4% tonight. It just doesn't believe, markets don't seem to believe the quantitative easing is going to be sufficient measure to solve the problem this time around.
I think part of the issue is that the Fed got going quite quickly. And I think surprised the market by how rapidly it responded, and all it did was confirm to investors that this is a really big issue, that this is a problem. It's sort of like by coming out and saying we're ready to throw the bazooka at it, it confirmed to the market that this is a really big problem. And I think that what the market is grappling with is how exactly is this going to work? I mean, we've had a lot of banking crises over the years. You can go back and read up on them and see how they were solved and how they were resolved, the mistakes that were made. We don't really have any kind of playbook for this. So I think that's what people are still worrying about. Okay, so the money's there. How are you going to get it to people? Who are you going to give it to? Who are you going to bail out? Who are you going to pick? Are you going to bail out, in the case of the US, are you going to bail out Boeing? Are you going to bail out the car makers or the waiters and waitresses? These are questions that no one is able to answer yet.
Yeah, the trade-offs are going to be significant. Property companies on the JSE getting obliterated today, the first time we've seen them down so sharply in a single day. Many are suspending payouts, or at least considering suspending payouts, and that is a very big deal because property companies, you know, people invested them for those payouts.
And that's a very big deal. I think in the case of some of the companies specifically, the dividend cascades down through the various groups. So if one company doesn't pay its dividend, it makes it more difficult for the other companies to pay their dividends. They're postponing their dividends in many cases. I think that we must probably expect a bit more of that. When companies see their share prices smashed down, when they might have concerns about how the next few months will turn up, they're going to want to conserve their liquidity. And if your share price is down 50%, you know, you're probably going to go down more, but I suppose they're saying they'd rather hang on to the money and survive than pay it out and create problems for themselves two or three months down the road.
We had results today, and I know they're not listed, but just a broad comment on capital raising in markets like this. Doug Craigie Stevenson from CellC today saying, you know, that he's confident that they'll raise the capital they need to remain operational. They've driven a turnaround. They've got a much better second half of last year than the first half. But the reality is the world has changed fundamentally in the last 6 weeks, and the odds of raising capital in markets today are considerably harder than they were a month or two ago.
I would think so. And there was a note out after the markets closed from RECM lending $20 million to a company that they have an indirect stake in for 1 month. And they're charging them 24% interest, an annual rate of 24%. So it's not quite 24% for 1 month, but an annual rate of 24%. And this effectively is a relative of theirs. It's someone that they have an interest in keeping going. So I would definitely, if you've got cash right now, you can determine what you're going to, you know, what you can charge for it. I think that it's the people that come to the market first that stand the most chance of satisfying their requirements, because there's going to be a long list of people looking to raise capital. So if you are thinking of raising capital, you need to be moving quickly, because you're going to exhaust investors' capacity to fund you.
Arthur Karas, thank you. Portfolio Manager of Macro Solutions at the Old Mutual Investment Group. Tough times indeed. A statement from Comair tonight. It's initiating Section 189 as part of its financial recovery plan. 189 is cutting staff. And so South Africa's unemployment crisis, the thing that SAA has struggled to do, which is reduce headcount in the environment in which it's in, where it's barely flying anywhere, just Cape Town, Durban at this stage, and that could even come to an end fairly soon. And Ronel Sunder, who's the chief executive of Comair, who last week made the announcement that her former co-chief executive, who then became head of the airline business, had taken a redundancy package, and another, the head of operations, had retired early. Today, she says they've instituted a Section 189 process to protect jobs and to ensure sustainability. They are an important employer. They don't know how many people this is going to affect. This is the first, I fear, of many.